your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. I guess it's our turn. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Well, here we go. You dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live from Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. So link to your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Converging threats, confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the worldwide broadcast at GCN. And you can listen to USA Prepares on AM, FM, your smartphone, internet, and Galaxy 19 satellite radio. Got some articles on the website. Detroit, this one is called Detroit is in worse shape than I thought. And Detroit's emergency manager, Kevin Orr, says that the city is bleeding much more red ink than originally thought. Now, isn't that always the way it is with government? Don't they always make huge mistakes? Don't they always estimate against us? They always do. And then they revise their numbers. And it gets worse. And then they revise them, and it gets even worse. There's another post on the website. It's a speech that every American high school principal should give. I'd like you to pay special attention to that. It's exactly the way we feel here at USAPrepares.com. When I was a high school teacher back in the 1990s, I felt exactly the same way as this man who wrote this speech feels. Honesty, integrity. I had a dress code. I actually was the only instructor in the entire public high school system in the county that had a dress code. If you wanted to be in my class, you had to dress according to my dress code. Some of the other teachers thought I was absolutely nuts. My students looked, acted, and behaved sharper than all the other students in the school. They felt proud to be dressed better than the rest of the students who dressed in ragged clothing, sloppy, untied sneakers, no belts, pants falling down. We can do it. We can restore America to some of our lost greatness. Buzz Aldrin trashes the Obama asteroid mission. And he says we should be making a trip to Mars, a manned Mars mission. And he thinks that mining asteroids is a diversion. And here's one that really bothers me. Nordstrom. Nordstrom is using your smartphone to track you and your movements in their store. They say they want to serve you better, so they're tracking your movements through their stores. Now, USAPrepares.com was so outraged about a year ago, during Christmas, actually over a year ago. There were two malls, one in California and one in Virginia, and they set up this antenna array to track movements of customers. And they said, well, we're not tracking you. We're just tracking your phone. And we don't really know who you are, so it's just kind of like we're following movements. Well, that's all nonsense. They know exactly who you are, because each telephone, each cell phone has a unique ID. They know your telephone number, and they can, index that to who you are. And they can see which door you walk in. They can see when you go to the restroom. They can see how much time you spend in Victoria's Secret and at what display you're watching. They can tell you what stores you go in. They can tell you if you're sitting down at the concession stand and you're having a piece of pizza. They know your movements. They know when you entered. They know where you went. They can track your movements. Well, we were so outraged that I called the companies that operate those malls, and I told them that we were going to expose them. We were going to let all of you know exactly what they were up to. And they asked for us to just kind of back off a little bit until they sent us their press release. And we waited a few minutes, and we got the press release, and it was the same exact information that we already knew. And we just went on the air and nonstop talked about it. And we were joined by a whole bunch of other organizations. And you know what? It was shut down the next day. Now, I'm not saying that we did it all by ourselves. We did not. But we had enough help that together we stopped it. So on the website, the post says, Nordstrom using smartphones to track customer movements. And then it says, I'm not shopping there. Vincent Finelli, I am not shopping there. And I suggest you consider whether you want to shop there or not, because they're tracking your movements. You know, if somebody followed you around, let's say you walked into a store and somebody with a red shirt followed you. Let's say 20 feet. Let's say 30 feet. The length of a car and a half, 30 feet away. And every time you turned around, that red shirt guy was behind you. Would that bother you? Well, what's the difference between that and cyber stalking? Following you around on a screen in a room somewhere. And maybe the room is the back room, right there in the store. I don't know where it is. Stalking is illegal. And so should cyber stalking be illegal. But our government is really big into it, right? You're starting to see more and more videos of these cameras all over, and they're watching movements, and they can track movements. As a matter of fact, we now have a system called Argus, A-R-G-U-S, that can video an entire city and track individual movements, label them, and follow them with software. I think this is all frightening. And to make matters worse, the Senate, U.S. Senate, passes an internet sales tax bill. Now, not everybody likes this, including me. We talked about this before, but Obama, Amazon, and Walmart are all in favor of an internet sales tax. Why would they be in favor of that? More revenue. Of course, Obama wants it, right? To take more money from us. I really like the ability to buy things without paying sales tax on the internet, if I choose to. I really like that. And it gives small businesses just a slim chance of success. eBay? How about eBay? What about if you're really successful at eBay and you build your business to the point where you have sales, gross sales, of $1 million? Well, then you will have to collect taxes. More software, more people, more bureaucracy, more cost, more in-your-face government. I'm against all of it. Today, our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from high food costs and poor nutritional content. You know, we have designer foods at the stores. And they look great. You can go to the Chinese factory outlet, and you can look at lettuce, you can look at peppers, you can look at tomatoes, and they're all the same size. They're all the same shape. No blemishes. They're designer fruits and vegetables and produce. Well, my garden doesn't quite grow like that. I have different size and shape tomatoes. Some of them may have spots on them, some may not. Same with the peppers. But I know the nutritional content is better because I'm growing non-GMO. And today we're going to talk about that. Mike Knox is with us. We're going to talk about growing your garden with heirloom seeds. What's a plant? Why? What to do right now? We're going to help you save money. We're going to help you become more food independent. It all starts with your garden and seeds. Mike Knox, USAPrepares.com senior instructor, is with me today. And we're taking your calls. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. What you should do right now. You may call right now. Mike Knox, welcome.
Hey, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, Mike, you know, you've seen me in action for years, right? And you know that I get annoyed over some of the things that are happening to us, like tracking us with our smartphones. It bothers me. And I know it bothers
you
too.
It's just ridiculous. You know, it's all, you know, things behind the scenes are going on to do these type of things, and you know, and they're wanting to control the masses and stuff. It's just frustrating, you know. But you know, our lives are, you know, we don't have to rely on the government to support us. You know, the important thing is, you know, God's in control, and we can take care of ourselves if they would just leave us alone. So yeah, I know the frustration is there, but you know, it's just the way things are going. I, you know, things have changed so much just in the last 10, 20 years. It's just unbelievable.
Right, and they're changing it for the worse. Many, many things that are changing are for the worse. And it's increasing at an increasing rate. Mike, I wanted to share something with you. I planted an orchard a couple years ago. And I'd like the trees in the orchard, the apples, the peaches, the pears, the plums to, and the chestnut trees to all do very well. And I tried something. I wanted to get your thought on this. You know, the ground was soft because we had rain. And I was able to take a tamper. And a tamper class is an iron or steel rod about an inch and a half in diameter, about six feet long, a rounded end on one end and a pointed end on the other. And I poked it in the ground and I made holes around the trees. And I'll tell you what I did when we come back, and I'll ask Mike if he thinks that was a good idea or a bad idea. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
salt. A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Knox is with us. Mike Knox is a senior USA Prepares instructor. And we're talking about gardening. And Mike, let me tell you what I did in our orchard. Orchard is probably about a half an acre. And trees are well spaced, so there's apple and peach, pear, and some other varieties. And what I did was probably, the trees are still small, six, seven, 8 feet tall. What I did was I poked with this tamper, this really heavy metal rod, I poked holes around the perimeter of the base of the tree, outside of the root ball, and maybe a foot or so deep, about an inch and a half in diameter, and I poured about a teaspoon of triple 13 fertilizer down each hole. Is that a good thing or a bad thing to do?
Oh, I don't think any time that you can get air to the roots, aerating them type of mm-hmm. thing, or thought process, that's good. Anytime you can add fertilizer to a plant of any kind, you're increasing its health and viability to survive. You know, the thing you have to worry about possibly is, you know, how much fertilizer you put in and how potent it is. Because, I mean, you can over-fertilize things, but generally what you're describing, trees are a little bit more durable than, like, plants in the garden and those type of things. So, yeah, I'd say you did a good thing. I know the key thing in all plant structure and gardens and all is the soil allowing air and water to easily get to the roots and nutrients. So if any way you can increase that, your success rate will definitely go up, I'm sure.
Mike, when I was in Virginia, there was a church that I would drive by a lot, and there were two trees that were planted about 20 years prior.
And one of them was huge. And these trees were maybe 100 feet apart. And they were planted in the drive circle that you would enter this, you know, large church. The one was really healthy and was vigorous and way bigger, like 3, 4, 5 times bigger than the other one. And one of the elders of the church said to me, you know, yeah, we planted this one, you know, in the right spot, and you know, this one landed okay, and the other one obviously didn't. And that's absolutely true, isn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Depends. It really, the soil and how the plants are taken care of and trees are done with, you know, all the techniques that are out there. There, you know, what the old rule of thumb is, you know, however big the tree's branches go out, that's essentially how far the roots go out. So if you if your trees are in a situation, they're surrounded by compacted soil or driveways or whatever that's less than the tree span, you know, you may be damaging some of your potential there for that tree to survive better.
Okay, so for some of us who have already planted, and I know what happens. It happens in everybody's mind. They look at the instructions that come with the tree or the bush or the plant, and it says, you know, how big to make the hole, and they go, you know what, this soil's really hard. It's really hard. So I know I can get away with a smaller hole. I know I can disturb less soil, loosen up less soil, because this is hard work digging this. Well,
sure.
Every time we do that, later on, a couple years later, we go, you know what? Shouldn't have done that. I should have really followed the instructions or actually made the hole even bigger. And now, is it too, right? I mean, isn't that what we do? Now, is it too late if you have a tree in for a couple of years and you know that the size of the root ball is, oh, maybe the size of a hula hoop at the most, would it make sense to dig up around outside of that hula hoop-sized area and disturb the soil to make it easier for the roots to expand, or just forget it?
Man, that's a good question. That would be a question to ask a nursery expert that deals with those trees, but my first gut reaction is, you know, even though the tree is a couple years old, it's developed some root structures out into probably some of that soil. So anytime you're digging up, you might be doing some more damage than good. I think I would tend to do like maybe what you said, some type of aeration, spot aeration, and, you know, getting some more fertilizer to it if it's struggling. But yeah, once it's dug up, you know, after it's established, I don't think you want to mess around with it too much more.
Okay. Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. We're going to talk about gardening, planting, and your survival when we come back. This is USAForParents.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash. You've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I got an email that I'd like to share with you. It's really short. And it says, I'm at a restaurant in Springfield. That would be Springfield, Missouri, where I ordered a beer with my dinner. The waitress asked to see my driver's license. Apparently, Missouri law requires you to show a valid driver's license for such a request. This is the first time I've heard of this requirement. I'm 63 years old. I refuse this request. Daryl. That's the email. Boy, oh boy.
That's
things
true, Vincent.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, that's true. I've had some family members work in a restaurant where they served alcohol, and it was required no matter what the age of the patron was, they were required to ask, and if they didn't, they could lose their job. And I know some people that did lose their job because they didn't ask.
Really?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
I'll tell you, Mike, I'm at the point where social disobedience is now in my vocabulary, and I'm afraid that if a waitress asked me that, I can't think of the last time I had a beer with a meal at at a restaurant. But if a waitress asked me for my ID, I would say, I'll tell you what, just keep the beer, just keep it.
no, it's ridiculous. You know, talking about how people are, how the governments are looking over our shoulder on everything, have you heard about that new European proposal law for seeds and stuff?
Mike, we need to talk about that. Please tell us what's on your mind.
Man, I tell you what, I just researched this. I heard about this this past week. A friend of mine sent me some information on it, and I've done some research. And man, this is scary. There's a new proposal that's going on over in the European Union. That this is the quote. It proposes, quote, that it will be illegal, quote, to grow, produce, or trade any vegetable seed that has not been, quote, tested, approved, and accepted by a new European Union bureaucracy, the EU Plant Variety Agency. And this is called the Plant Productivity Rule. Well, essentially what it's going to do is that any gardener, commercial, or home that who grow their own plants from non-regulated seed, and they're going to decide seed is good, would be considered criminals or law. And on top of that, you have to register what seed you're planting, and then you have to pay a fee to plant your own garden. This is a proposal, but it looks like it's going to go through over in Europe. So, you know, sooner or later it's going to show up here. That's just ridiculous.
Mike, I've said this before. I have a friend who lives in London, and he lives in a house that's worth $250,000. It was considered a big home, but it really isn't, not by our standards. And he's a hardworking guy, and he thinks that, you know, it's great that they have royalty over there, and he's certainly willing to support them. And I consider them parasites, but he thinks that, you know, having royalty and the queen and, you know, parades and all that stuff is, you know, that's really, really, you know, valuable. I think it's nonsense. When you talk about the United Kingdom, what I've seen is the test is there. They do the test there. They do the test for cameras there. And they go, hey, this is working great. You know, very little complaints, and we're selling it to help people think that we're keeping them safe. So we have cameras for safety. It's not cameras for safety. It's cameras for spying.
Right.
And so that the royalty, if you will, the government can watch from afar what's going on from the safety of wherever they happen to be, which could be a mile away, it could be in a bunker, it could be 10 miles away, it could be 100 miles away. But they can watch from a safe point where no one knows where they are. They can watch what's going on. And they think it's okay over there. I think it's crazy. So I think that Americans just don't like this nonsense. And we fought them for it the last time. And I just have a feeling we're going to have another uprising, because seeds are a right. We have the right to grow our own food on our own property. And I'll tell you, if it happens over here at my farm and people come here and try to tell me what you've just said that they're telling them over there, we will make the news. We will absolutely make
yeah.
the news.
Well, you know what seed they're going to regulate, the ones they're going to want everybody to grow. Of course, it's going to be the ones purported by the big ag companies, you know, Monsanto, DuPont, Seminis, all those. Those are going to be the seeds that are going to be okay. You know, it's the heirlooms, the ones that because they'll be reliant on them, you know, or the heirlooms make you independent of them, like what we sell. So, I mean, you know what's coming up the pipe. Another multiple people tell me about something that's buried in the Obama bill. Now, this is just a rumor. I have not been able to document this, but I have been told multiple times that there's some paragraph throughout it somewhere that says that you have to get a some type of mandatory license if you're a seed company, and then to sell seed, a permit, and then the permit does not allow you to sell heirloom seeds. It only allows you to sell GMO or hybrid seeds. And like I said, I have not documented this, so this is just rumor from what I've been able to find. But if that's true, that you cannot, you know, grow or sell heirloom seeds, my gosh, I mean, where does it stop? I mean, it's just going to be continual, more and more control of the government and less by the people that supply their own needs. And like you said, somewhere along the line, people are going to say, you know, enough is enough. And, you know, when it gets to that point, usually it's when people have a hungry belly, you know, when there's some food shortages. That's when people will actually stand up. But so I don't know. It's frustrating to hear all these things. One thing that people can do, I know that May 25th of this month, there's a march against Monsanto in 286 cities nationwide. So, I mean, go online, check that out, see, find a city near you if you're interested in protesting them, because they're one of the big groups that's all behind this nonsense.
Mike, are you involved with one of those protests here in Missouri?
I have not yet been contacted by that yet, or I'm just in the beginning stages of researching that myself. I just found out that information last night, so I haven't had a chance to look it up. But yeah, it'd be something that I would be behind for sure.
Okay, so Mike, as you get more information about that, would you let us here at USA Prepares know? Would you call me at the farm? And what I will do is I will ring the bell loud and clear from my big stick over here. And, you know, I'm talking about KWTO, KUNQ, 99 The Rooster, KYAH in Utah, and, of course, on the Internet and smartphone and satellite radio. So I will ring it from the advantage that we have here at USAPrepares.com. This is really important. And I am angry that anybody would tell me what I can and can't grow on my property feeding my family. I don't want them to tell me what kind of grass I can grow for my cows, and I don't want them to tell me what kind of tomatoes and vegetables and fruit I can grow to feed my family. It's got to stop, and that's a great place to start the resistance.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, yesterday, did you meet Jeffrey Maddox at one of the meetups that we had where he talked about bees? He's Ozark Beekeepers Association. Have you met with him?
I don't think I've met him at the meetups. I've talked to their organization, some other people in their organization at some of the expos. So yeah, okay. But I know of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been to our expos, the Get Prepared Expo. By the way, the next expo is July 20 and 21, class. July 20 and 21 at the Lebanon Cowan Civic Center here in Missouri. Well, he's going to be there. And we were talking about bees, and, you know, there's an ordinance against raising bees in Springfield, Missouri. And, Mike, I don't know about you, but I have never had a bee attack me for no reason. It's because I did something. I either stepped on their hive or I bothered them. But it wasn't because, they don't want to attack you. They just want to be left alone, just like we do. And that's what you said, and that was the theme of our meetup on Monday. Just leave us alone. And so what we're doing about the bees is we're encouraging people to raise bees, to pollinate. And we need it for our gardens, just as what we're going to talk about today, growing our garden. We need honeybees and other bees to pollinate. Well, it's against zoning in Springfield, Missouri, to raise bees. Well, we are going to put in the spotlight those government types who want to prevent us from growing our own food. So if they're preventing us from raising bees, we're going to make them well known far and wide. Their names will and pictures will be on the Internet. So far, I think they understand. We're not kidding. They understand the power of the media. They understand who we are, and they understand that individually we're going to single them out. We will single them out. And we will post their pictures and their IDs and their phone numbers on the Internet. So I think they understand.
Well, that's what it takes, you know, is people standing up. You know, when you talk about the GMO seed side of the world economy and the world policies and stuff, you know, nobody's standing up worldwide, except there's two countries, Peru and Ecuador, that have completely banned the use of GMO products and seeds in their country. So there are people that are willing to stand up, but you don't hear about it. And, you know, two countries out of the whole world is a vast, vast minority, but it can be done. But it's just what will people be willing to stand up for, and how far will they go? And you know the government's businesses, some of the businesses in those countries have suffered, and because you know they sell GMO products. This, for example, that Peruvian country did some tests on 13 of their major food products that they imported in and that they grew there. 77% of them showed GMO products. You know, 9, 10 out of 13 show that had GMO. And that's what it is in the United States. You know, over 75% of what we eat in the grocery stores today has GMO products in it. Now, and that's just not healthy. It's just proven fact. But people aren't willing to stand up. So that's what it's going to take, is people willing to stand up for something.
Well, let me give you some experience I have had. We have a number of dogs, and every farm that I know of has dogs, and probably some cats. Well, a lot of the dog food, first ingredient is corn. The main ingredient is corn. Dogs don't eat corn, and a lot of that corn is GMO. And our dog's hair would fall out, and they would have a rash to beat the band, and they would have an allergy to the food. We'll talk about that when we come back. Corn, GMO corn. I'm Vin Finelli, Mike Knox, White Harvest Seed.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple, grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric,
engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Knox is with us, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. And I wanted to mention something about corn. Corn is a main ingredient in a lot of dog food, and dogs don't normally eat corn. I mean, they don't. Just try giving a dog corn. It doesn't work very well. And our dogs, we have five of them, four of them at the time when we tried feeding them the standard dog food, their hair would fall out and would become really brittle. That's an indication of their health. And they didn't act right. We had to switch to a premium dog food, which probably costs us about 50% more, which is lamb and rice. And I just wanted to share that with our class, that we did that, and their hair is now fine. But we found out that the corn was the ingredient. Now, the same corn, I believe, is the same corn that comes in cans of vegetables. And when I eat that, I get stomach eruptus to beat the band from eating corn. Mike, have you heard of that also? And I believe that would, and I can't prove it, but I believe it's the GMO corn that my system just does not like.
Well, I would almost bet it is. Over 90% of the corn that is grown just in the United States is GMO. Over 90%. And that's just rising every year. So all the products, you know, corn chips, tortilla chips, all the canned corn, frozen corn. Yeah, it's probably almost 99.9% positive it's going to be a GMO. And they've proven, you know, in tests of, with lab rats that, rats that eat, a GMO feed for their entire life, 70% of them develop tumors, large tumors, and over 70% of the females die. So, yeah, there's definitely health benefit, risk in GMO products. Now, according to Dr. Oz, you know, he says some other things. Have you heard some of his comments?
Yeah, Mike, you talked about it at the meetup. Tell us, please.
Well, and this was in December 2012. He was in a Time magazine. He had a big cover story, and he says that nutritionally speaking, these are direct quotes, that the difference between the food you get at farmers' markets and what you get in the grocery stores, there's no difference. And that feedlot beef is the same, nutritionally speaking, as grass-fed beef. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
He's lost his mind. Absolutely, he's lost his mind on that. And I vehemently disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. I have grass-fed beef here on the farm, and that's all I have. Now, we have about 100 head of black Angus. And they are healthy, but they are not plump and round and fat as compared with some of our neighbors who inject growth hormones in their cows. So if you look at their cows are obese compared to our cows. And we had a cow, a calf who was injured and had a broken shoulder. And I don't know if it was one of those, you know, contests that the cows have with each other to see who is the top cow. It could have been that. It could have been the cow slipped and fell. It could have been a number of reasons why this calf's had a broken shoulder, but we couldn't fix it. So we had to put the cow down. Well, the calf down. And the calf's in the freezer. And that meat is the leanest, the finest, the best tasting meat I have ever had. Seriously, by far. So, and that's a pure grass-fed cow. The comparison between that and the meat that you buy in the grocery store, even if you buy the finest, leanest, does not compare to the meat that we have on from our grass-fed calf. Seriously. So,
I've
got to disagree with you.
Yeah, there's no way that comment makes sense. That grass-fed beef or grass-fed chickens or whatever is the same as what you would get in a commercial feedlot or a chicken barn. I mean, there's just no way that is the same nutritionally, health-wise. There's no way.
Yeah. Mike Knox, we're going to talk about planting this garden. We'll talk about nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, what those numbers mean. We're going to talk about what you need to do right now to grow your garden on the other side of this top of the hour news. And also, if you'd like to know how we met, how Mike became an instructor, we might talk about that too. Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. We'll be right back.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.